What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled Rumble Literally Scammed You in Real Time. So, looks like I'm gonna be needing to go to the Japanese place in a couple of days. Do the Japanese hair straightening. My regrowth is kinda curly, obviously. The regrowth is gonna be curly, you know. So, every half a year I do the Japanese hair straightening, and usually in October. It's October, then April, that's when I try and do it. I do it twice a year, so I'm gonna be going into the Japanese place in a couple of days, get my hair done, depending how much he's gonna charge me to have it colored. Probably get my hair colored as well, because you know I got a lot of grays in here. Anyways, going back to the point of the video, Rumble literally scammed you in real time. So, I've been telling you guys that this whole Rumble thing is a freaking scam. Peter Thiel, who's a dirty Jew, and a lot of people out there on the Rumble who are invested in Rumble, they're part of WEF. Like the amazing Polly said, you know, she did a video and somebody uploaded that video here on MGTOW TV. The guys behind the Rumble, they're all part of the elites. They're all up there. They're all related to Carl Schwab in one way or another. And it's just another scam, guys. That's all it is. I mean, Russell Brand, same thing. Somebody uploaded a video here on MGTOW TV of Russell Brand being BFFs with a dirty Jew, Harari or whatever his name is, you know, the guy who says we're hackable animals. So all the proof in the world is right there that Rumble is just scamming you. I did two videos about this. This is a third video, guys, is that Rumble. See, Rumble went on the stock market a year ago. The investors behind Rumble, they were in a period of 1 year of lockup, meaning that they just can't sell their Rumble stock, because this is what the Security Exchange Commission does to make sure people who are not behind the scam, they just don't dump their stock, take your money, and run. So they have to do a whole year where they can't sell their shit. Guys, is it a coincidence that Russell Brand gets Me Too'd literally same day as the CEO of Rumble and Peter Thiel and Dan Bongino on the top investors in Rumble? Their lockup period has expired and they can start selling their scam stock and leaving you, Goyim, holding the bag. You know, somebody corrected me on MGTOW TV and said it's not Winston Churchill who said it. It was Eleanor Roosevelt. You know, the president, not his wife, you know. President Roosevelt said, if something happens and it's not an act of God, you know, like a freaking earthquake or even that nowadays they can probably fake. But if something happens and it's political, trust and believe, it's not a coincidence. It's something that has been conspired a long time ago, okay? So, how did Rumble get to scam you guys in real time? So I told you guys, what Rumble does, what the investors in Rumble do, is that they take their money out of Rumble, and then they get somebody like Dan Bongino or Andrew Tate, or in this case, Russell Brand, and they tell you, oh man, the bad guys are after us. They want to close down Rumble. You know, Burger King is pulling their ads. Rumble might go down. You know, go buy Rumble stock. That's what they tell you, right? Go buy Rumble stock, of course, you know. So I've been keeping my eyes on Rumble stock all of today. Guys, Russell Brand, he did a video around 12 noon. Saying, oh man, they're gonna shut down Rumble. You guys need to buy Rumble stock. You need to support Rumble. You know, that way I can stay online and do these videos for you. So, you Goyim, you went out there, you bought Rumble stock. Rumble stock went up, but here's the thing. When Rumble stock goes up, it comes back down. Why? Because the investors in Rumble are selling their stock. You tards, you go out there, you buy Rumble stock, then the people sell their stock. That's how it works, okay? If you guys take notice, Rumble stock at the beginning of the day was like this. By 12 o'clock, it went down. Then when Russell Brand came on Rumble saying, you guys gotta support Rumble, buy Rumble stock. Rumble stock went up, then it went back down again. Guys, you don't even need to have an IQ on the positive side of the scale at this point. Can't you see it's a fucking scam? And now the British are like, well, if you guys come to like the UK, we're gonna arrest you if you don't take Russell Brand off of Rumble. Guys, this is one big Hollywood production. Have you guys seen a movie starring not Matt Damon, the other dude who works with Matt Damon? What the fuck is his name? His name is on the tip of my tongue. You know, the guy who works with Matt Damon. Anyways, the movie, Ben Affleck. Yes, Ben Affleck. You know, Ben Affleck, about a decade ago, he did a movie called Argo, okay? A-R-G-O. It was actually a pretty damn movie. So, for those of you who don't know, Argo was based on a real story, okay? So, when the Persian people went up against their Zionist-backed government and kicked the Shah out, they took Americans hostage They took American hostages in the American embassy. So the CIA wanted to get their assets out of Persia. So what the CIA did is that they went in conjunction with Hollywood. And guys, as somebody who was on set in Hollywood and got approached by the CIA to work with them, CIA, Hollywood, it's all run by Jews, guys. You know, the government doesn't own the media. The Jews own the government, they own the media, they own Hollywood, they own the banks. The Jews pretty much own everything in America, including MGTOW TV. And, you know, I'm Jewish, so I own MGTOW TV, so there you go. So, what's happening with Argo is that the American CIA wanted to get their assets out of Iran because they were hostages. So, what the CIA, in conjunction with Hollywood, what they did is that they made this fake movie. They called it Argo. They did a press release, they did a table read, they even did a couple of performances for it. And everybody thought that Argo was gonna be a big hit movie. So what happened is that the production team behind Argo, they called up Iran and they're like, yo, Iran, we wanna send the film crew over there. We wanna show the world, you know, how the Persian people are good people and that you're all not a bunch of bin Ladens and dumb shit like that. So the Persians, they gave them the ability to go into Persia and film their movie. Now, these were not movie makers. These were CIA assets going into Persia under the guise of a Hollywood production company. And that's how they were able to free the hostages. Look it up, guys. Go on Google, type in the real truth behind the movie Argo. And again, watch the motherfucking movie. Starred Ben Affleck. It came out in, what, 2012, I think? It's a pretty damn good movie, guys, okay? So the point I'm trying to tell you guys here is that this is all one big Hollywood production. I mean, for God's sakes, man. Russell Brand got Me Too'd by some AI voice and you all fell for it? Come on, man. And the British Parliament sends Rumble a letter saying either you take down Russell Brand or we're gonna arrest you? Come on, man. if you guys fall for this, I mean, what will you guys not fall for? That's a trillion-dollar question I have, really. I mean, you guys tell me, what will you not fall for? I mean, look at Rumblestock, guys. Rumblestock, during the middle of the day, it goes down, then it comes back up again, then it goes down the next day. It's been happening like that for the past week. And again, what's happening, guys, is that the people behind Rumble, they're selling their stock. You retarded goyim, you go in there, you buy Rumble stock because, you know, Russell Brand told you to, you know, fucking Andrew Tate told you to. At the end of the day, you guys have to ask yourself this question, man. Whether it's a dirty Jew, Ben Shapiro, whether it's fucking Rumble, whether it's Andrew Tate, whether it's fucking Russell Brand, or Jordan Peterson, or what's his name, you know, the former MMA broadcaster Joe Rogan, or Dan Bongino. Did they change any laws? Nope. Did they do anything meaningful? Heck, did they even give you proper advice? I mean, TFM gives you more solutions in one live stream than any of these fucking grifters have in their entire grifting career, man. Furthermore, Trump, you know, Trump is the guy who made the red flag laws. The red flag laws are the most anti-Second Amendment laws in the history of America. Trump did that, okay? Trump, he was behind Operation Warp Speed, which brought in the Scamarona vaccines that killed millions of innocent people. That was fucking Trump, okay? And according to TFM, Trump printed out more money than any president in U.S. history. He printed out more money than Obama, probably more money than Biden. Guys, Trump is the reason why we have fucking inflation, because of all the money Trump printed out. And yet you guys are like, Trump, Trump, Trump. Guys, at the end of the day, Trump, Andrew Tate, Russell Brand, at the end of the day, they're all in on it. They're all laughing at you. They all can't believe that you guys keep falling for it. And to a certain, I mean, guys, I deliver fucking pizza, for God's sakes, you know? And I figured this out. And I figured this out because, A, I know how the sausage was made. Guys, I was in Hollywood, man. I worked literally under the nose of fucking CIA and Mossad, you know? Fucking, what's his name? Aaron Cohen. He was sitting right in front of me telling me what's gonna happen, you know? And it's really not that hard to figure out what's happening. You know, look at the Hollywood movies, you know? The original Planet of the Apes was James Franco. What killed all the people, you know? It was an airborne virus that was spread by traveling. There you go. That's prediction. That's a predictive programming for fucking Scamarona, right? World War Z. Who was the savior in the movie World War Z, starring Brad Pitt? The Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel. Guys, all this stuff has been already foretold to you years, even decades ago, you know. Someone uploaded a video on MGTOW TV the other day, you know, the song Californication, you know, even though that song is probably, what, 20, 25 years old, it pretty much predicted everything that's going on. Guys, the Jews under the command of Satan, they've been telling you for decades now what's gonna happen, and yet there you guys are falling for it over and over and over and over and over again. It's like, at this point, that's more of a you problem than a Jew problem at that point, you know. I can't blame the Jews for taking advantage of goyim, you know. Like Andrew Tate, you know, Andrew Tate openly says, I scammed men out of their life savings. I took millions of their hard-earned money because they're stupid idiots. You know, what Andrew did is haram, okay? It's haram. See, the difference between me and George Soros, other than the fact that I'm not that fugly, is that my morals come from God. They don't come from Satan. So even though you goyim really deserve to be scammed, beat, whipped, and murdered, Islamically, I cannot do that because that's haram. That's why I tell you the truth to your face, you know, because you guys are not picking up on it, man. It's like Rumble is scamming you in real time, like literally. Open a browser, type in Rumble stock. You can watch Rumble stock in real time. You'll see the stock going up, going down, going up, going down. It goes down because the sellers behind, because the people behind Rumble are selling their stock. As you guys pump more money into Rumble, they dump more of their stock. It's like you don't even need a fucking positive IQ to figure that one out, you know? But there you guys are again, you know. Oh, we gotta protect Rumble at all costs. No, man, they're all in on it, dude. They're all making money. Again, DoorDash, you know. DoorDash sends me orders when I'm making a video, you know. It's like amazing, you know. If I'm not making a video, they don't send me an order. The minute I start making a video, tarantarin. You know, that's usually how the universe works, I guess. So, at the end of the day, guys, you're all just being taken advantage of. At the end of the day, all you guys really did was make elites more richer. You know, Trump is more richer. Chris Pavelski is a billionaire. I don't know if he's a multi-billionaire yet, but he's definitely a billionaire. Dan Bongino, he made his tens of millions of dollars, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars. Joe Rogan, same thing. Even fucking Stick, Six, and Hammer, the Satan worshiping dude, came out and said Russell Brand's career was going down, and that's when he decided to get into the right-wing politics. He's a multi... He increased his fortunes multiple times. You know, you guys gotta ask yourself, man, between Trump, Andrew Tate, Russell Brand, Fresh and Fit, fucking Ben Shapiro, Daily Wire, Joe Rogan, other than these guys becoming, literally getting free money and became billionaires and multimillionaires many, many times over, what did they accomplish? Absolutely nothing. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.